come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into a terrific Tuesday, October 24th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Apologize. We had a little technical glitch there. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. We're excited to be sharing this information with you today, this Tuesday. If you have a comment you'd like to get into the show, text line is open 231-360-5140. Got a breaking story that Ian Murphy will be talking to us about in the second hour from 10 to 10:30. Kind of an interesting case being conducted by none other than Dana Nessel, our Attorney General there in Lansing. So looking forward to that conversation with Ian. Again, that'll be from 10 to 10:30. Tim Tarjeff just got voted in unanimously to fill an appointment for a vacancy on the Sheboygan School Board. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. And then right at the top of the third hour, 11 o'clock, Izzy Lyman will be coming on and guest hosting the rest of the third and final hour of today's show. Miss Vicky is chauffeuring me up to Petoskey McLaren Hospital. Going to be getting a colonoscopy. The first and last colonoscopy that Trucker Randy will ever have in his life. I got to tell you, man, it has been an experience prepping for this test. Turned 65 in January, went on Medicare. Doctor says, well, welcome to Medicare. We got to do all these tests on you, blood tests. We have to do a colonoscopy, and we need to get some other blood work done, check prostate, all kinds of things. Well, McLaren has a little bit less stressful way of doing it. It's 2 days of fasting, which started Saturday night, last meal. Sunday, no food. Monday, no food. I'm down 8.5 pounds in 2 days. I'm at 207 this morning. Started at 215. Down 8.5 pounds, prepping for this colonoscopy later this afternoon. Izzy Lyman's going to be filling in for the third and final hour. Greatly appreciate her doing that for us. Tim Tarjeff in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Tuesday, October 24th. Joining us on the line right now is Tim Tarjeff from Sheboygan. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Randy. How are you today?
We're doing good, good, good. A little cloudy, thunderstorms out there, raining, but we're going to get through it just fine. I wanted to have you on the show today because last night something happened there with the Sheboygan School Board.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. They appointed a new member to fill a vacancy on the school board, and I'm the guy.
Excellent. Now, you ran for this seat last year, I believe, right?
Yes, I ran in 2022.
Okay, and did pretty well for the first time, I believe, running. But tell the folks the process. How did they go about needing to fill an appointment of a vacancy there on the Sheboygan School Board?
Well, it started by a public notification that the seat was open, and you submit your letter of interest to the board. They acknowledge it, and then they set up the appointment to, or the meeting at the next school board meeting, and the candidates go in front of the current school board and interview them, and then they basically announce their votes and the position, and the rest is history.
Very cool. Now, how many other folks applied, threw their hat into the ring, wanted to be considered for the vacancy position?
It was two of us.
Two? Okay. And had that other person ran previously like you had?
I can't speak to that. The other fellow was Luke, and I might not misspell his, or pronounce his name correctly, was Kwiatkowski.
Okay.
And he's a local attorney in Sheboygan.
Oh, very cool. So,
nice fella.
Nice guy. And let me ask you this. Now, how many board members are there totally, Tim, on the Sheboygan School Board?
As far as member goes, there's a total of 7 members, and then, of course, the superintendent.
Okay, gotcha. But voting elected members are 7.
Correct.
Okay. Now, one thing that I know you and Rick Selva, the chairman of the Sheboygan County Republicans, you yourself is the vice chair, I should say, of Sheboygan County Republicans. You guys have been going over and watching, if you will, participating, observing the Onaway School Board and the Sheboygan School Board. You've been to quite a few of their meetings as well. What's your opinion, Tim, of two different school boards and the way they operate as far as the way they carry out their meetings and things that happen? How does comparing Sheboygan School Board to Onaway, in your opinion, give us some insight, because you have spent time attending both groups' meetings.
Well, at least at this point in time, considering the issues that are presenting each one of the school districts, there's a whole lot more, it appears to be, potential progress happening in short term in Sheboygan versus Onaway. Onaway's got a lot of challenges in front of them, and it's not going to be a simple task. They're pretty much mired down in the whole change in board membership, and that doesn't look like it's going to go away anywhere soon. By comparison, last night in the Sheboygan school board meeting, I mean, they were getting on with work for the schools and implementing systems, and of course the appointment took up a certain part of the meeting. But I may be biased, but I'd rather be spending my time in Sheboygan right now.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is, like you say, a work in progress. And, you know, I guess the sooner folks get over the fact that elections are long over and it's time to move forward and get some things done for the school district, probably the better they'll be off. But there's also going to be a new election next year, so who knows? We'll have to wait and see how that all goes. Let me ask you this question, Tim. Sheboygan Schools, is there anything glaring that you've noticed since you've been going to the meetings and seeing how the schools are operating there in Sheboygan? Is there any glaring issues that you think, now that you're a board member, that you may be bringing up for discussion there at future school board meetings?
At this point in time, Randy, I'm not gonna venture into those areas in terms of what my opinion is of things. My observation, for instance, in the meeting last night, they're implementing a very high-tech monitoring and management system for the schools. It's basically an electronic board where they can track, you know, everything from property maintenance to budgets. I don't even know the extent of it. I was just introduced to it last night. So my understanding is those are going to be deployed in each one of the schools. and it's a real time feedback as to what's happening in the system. So that's really cool. And everything else, I've got a long learning curve on everything else. So I'll refrain from commenting
sure.
on things I really don't have.
You want to get in and get your feet wet and get up to speed on everything. I know the budget's already been in process. You guys got things to discuss as far as going forward, state mandates, things coming from the Board of Education. But are you hearing from any parents at this point? Any concerns parents have made you aware of so far regarding Sheboygan schools?
Personally, no. But, you know, funny you bring up that point is I've wrestled with how to approach this position ever since I first ran, and just before I ran, trying to formulate a plan. And my intention is, my primary goal is to first get out in the community and try and extract the opinions of the people that, you know, that you're representing at the school board. So, but I haven't had any, you know, outside of close friends or anything, I haven't had any dialogue with the public in general, but that's high on my list of things to do to try and affect a good performance as a school board member.
Well, one of the things I know that was very successful for some folks in Antrim County is they put it out there on social media. They brought it up at a school board meeting, and they said that they were going to have coffee meet and greets, like maybe at a local diner. I know Libby's Diner there in Sheboygan, other diners around town, and maybe put it out there that, hey, come Saturday morning, I'll be there from 10 to noon, having coffee, having breakfast, having lunch, whatever. And if you'd like to come and talk to me, I'd like to get your input and let me know what you think about the schools. And Debbie told me that that was a phenomenal opportunity for her, and she had like 20 people show up at her very first one.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and that would be one of hopefully several ways to try and approach the community and get your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, absolutely. And lastly, when approaching this board membership, do you know who? If you know their name, I might be putting you on the spot. I'm not sure, but who is currently the chairman of the Sheboygan School Board?
Amber, she's, I forget Amber's last name right now.
That's okay. But, How long has Amber been the chair, if you know?
I do not know that for sure.
Okay, so lots of good information you need to start finding out. And see what kind of committees you might be able to serve on and be able to give us a field report. But this is good news. I appreciate you getting willing, I should say, to step up and throw your name in the hat. And obviously you impressed the fellow school board members, and they elected you. And I believe it was unanimous that they elected you to replace that vacancy.
Yes, yes, they did. And I want to take this opportunity to thank them for, you know, casting their vote in my favor, and I will honor their vote and try and do the best job possible. And the same thing goes for the approximately 1,000 people in Sheboygan who voted for me in 22, and you know, the rest of the community for that matter.
Sure, absolutely. All right, sir, well, good luck with that, and now it's time to roll up the sleeves and get to work.
Yeah, the more you learn, the more you learn what you don't know, right?
Amen. Absolutely. Well, you'll be filling in the blanks pretty quickly, I'm sure. You're a quick study.
Yep. Looking forward to the challenge.
All right, Tim. You have a great day, buddy. Congratulations.
Okay. Thanks, Randy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Tim Tarjeff. He is the vice chair of the Sheboygan County Republican Party, along with Rick Selva, the chairman. And he unanimously got appointed to the vacancy there on the Sheboygan School Board, and we wish him all the luck. And like I said, lots to learn, but I'm sure Tim will do a great job. One thing, I did get a text message, said that the Sheboygan schools seem to be going in a positive direction, and glad to hear that Tim got appointed to that vacancy. he will serve us well. So, yes, and Scott Jackson, congratulations on 207. Does Medicare mandate those blood tests when you get on it when you turn 65? My doctor said yes, because Medicare's records are new, a completely new billing system, from what I understand. And they said that it's something that they wanted to do right out of the gate as a preventative measure. They said that a colonoscopy, which I've never had before, this is my first, and I can tell you my last one. Never going through this again. And blood work, the blood draws, checking out, you know, cholesterol, your triglycerides, every single normal blood work, 11 different results. I know they were testing for liver enzymes and some other things, functioning of the prostate. So, yeah, very interesting process that you guys have to look forward to when you turn 65 and go on Medicare. Getting old sucks. That's all I can tell you. But, yeah, didn't have an option. That was the way I had to go as of January 1st, turning 65 on January 12th. So, and by the way, you can look this up if you want to verify it. My birthday, January 12th, 1958. I share the same birthday with Rush Limbaugh. And I hate to say this one, admit to it, Howard Stern. So, yeah, Google the birthdays for Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern, and you'll see that we all share the same birth date. Two other text messages coming in. Jay and Denise wanted the link to the event. Just sent it to you. And, Tim texted me back. He says, I'm going to be resigning my Republican vice chair position now that he's been appointed to the school board. So greatly appreciate that. But Jay and Denise, over and out of the way, I just sent you the link. You can click on that, read all the information about the upcoming workshop crash course training that's going to be conducted Saturday, December 2nd. It's going to be at Jay's Sporting Goods from 10 o'clock to 12:30. We could run a little longer than that, depending on questions. But come learn all about Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. And we very much appreciate Jay's Sporting Goods for hosting that event for us, giving us access to their classroom, their meeting room there. Doors will open at 9:45, so you can get in, get registered, get your books, get your reference guide, and get your Michigan Constitution. Feel free to bring snacks and or lunch. We will be providing bottled water and Friskies Honeycrisp apples. We're going to get a couple bushes of those and have those ready. So we're excited. We're over 40-some people already registering for it. I'm going to be in Gaylord this week checking out the room size, the way the tables are laid out. Been told they can hold up to 150 people. So we're looking forward to that. Please share that event, Jay and Denise. I sent it to you as a clickable link. Just forward that text message. Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
This is